Oh, wow, it's really coming down out there. It's storm season in a nutshell. Yeah, open the door. I know it's so hot. We'll get power back soon. Ish, maybe. And even if we don't, it's fine. We have flashlights and candles. Yeah, it's like cool outside because of all the rain. I know. I know it's a night without the power. It's spooky because it's no lights. It's all dark and quiet. No TV. You know, I get it. But, you know, we got board games and cards and your Switch is charged, your DS is charged, so it's not like there's nothing to do. Yeah, once you eat up those charges, there's no more charge until... I mean, we could do that. I think I can use my car as a charger for some stuff. I know your Switch can charge in my car. Yeah. No, the DS can, not the Switch. The Switch can't do it in my car. It's okay, though. It's not flooding too badly outside yet. Once the water line, gets past the lake, I'll be a little worried. But until then, it'll be fine. Well, that's why there's boats on the lake. You just get on a boat, you'll be fine. We'll sail out of the car park. Yeah. I'm a pretty good captain, I'll have you know. Okay, well, the last time I've been sailing is a lot different than the last time I've been boating. I haven't sailed in a really long time. I have boated recently, but sailing, not so much. Well, thank God they're not sailboats. Most of them are, canoes, really. I can pilot a canoe. It's pretty easy. It's pretty nice canoeing. I mean, I'm more of a kayaker if I had to pick one of the vessels of self. No, not paddle boats. I don't know. Paddle boats always feel like... Because the gears get stuck sometimes, if you go over seaweed and things like that. I don't know. I'm not a big paddle boater. No, I'm talking about, the ones where you pedal, not, the Mississippi paddle. Those are fine. I mean... Yeah, I don't know. I've never really been on one. I mean, I would if the opportunity presented itself to me. I would get on a paddle boat. Not sure where I would take it. I mean, I guess you'd go up, the Mississippi River. Where else would you take a paddle boat up? Where do you paddle boat? I think I've said paddle boat so many times, it's, lost all meaning. Paddle boat. Paddle boat. Paddle boat. Ugh. This is the problem when you don't have power. People go crazy. I'm not there yet. I'm getting there. Two more nights without AC, then I'll truly crack. On the plus side, though, this is an excuse to wear less clothes. Yeah. I any excuse to wear less clothes is great in my book. Yeah. It does sound like it's getting heavier, which does not bode well. Yeah. Not a lot heavier, mind you, but it is sounding heavier. Let me go close the door. I can. I just figured it would let some, cooler air in. Okay. I'll get up and close the door. Oh, no, I don't want to get up yet. Because I'm comfy. And I know once I close the door, it's going to be so much hotter in here. Two more minutes, then I'll close it. Deal? No, it's the trees. That's what it is. It's all those trees over by the power line on the road. Whenever any kind of storm happens and the wind, yeah, just any loose branch falls, it just clips the power line every single time. Yeah, I know. But we need trees, so I don't blame the trees. I wish they would just bury the power lines. No, I understand why we can't. Because if we bury them, it's too close to the water table, and then that's also bad. So it's where do we put the power lines? Yeah, you know, I've wondered that too. Why can't we send power like we send radio waves? I mean, I'm glad we don't. That seems super dangerous, maybe. If you got caught in the beam, you just get electrocuted and you didn't know it was there. Oh, the future. When will you be here? Well, you're right. The future's constantly here. Every second that goes by, we're living in the future. I'm talking about, like, the cool future where we'll get stuff we couldn't even conceive of. Yes, that's why I'm jealous of people who were born in 1915, who are alive today. Because to them, they are in the deep future now. Like, they got iPhones and stuff. Like, human flight was, like, basically, people are, like, still hesitant about it. And, like, most of the travel occurred through ships. In their, you know, 80-year lifespan, so many things have just, like, 180'd. Yeah. I know. But the thing is, it slowly happened throughout their life, so they were able to, like, come to terms with it. So even for them, it doesn't even seem like so much, like shit's even that crazy. They're just like, oh, you know, I saw it happen, it's fine. But, like, for our perspective, looking at the start and the end of their lives, we're like, wow, you've really seen a lot. Oh, God, I hope our kids don't say the same thing about us. Mom and Dad grew up when there was just Twitter, and now we just send messages through our mind. Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. That's the future. Yeah. I mean, it's already starting. I remember trying to, like, yes, make an account for that, and I was struggling for, like, 30 minutes, and I was like, oh, no. Is this what it means to get old? Yeah, I think that is what it means to get old. When technology doesn't make sense to you, yeah, that's when it hurts. I know. Okay, I'll go close it. I have the energy. Let me get it. I'm gonna do it real quick.
That door is so jammy. It's a jammy door.
See, isn't it hot again, though? That's what I'm saying. Okay, I'll go open it again.